Welcome, everyone.
I'm Sifu Cicero from the School of Qi Energy.
And today I have with me my instructor, Sifu Jones. There's some questions today that a student wrote in from year one.
How's it going? What are the questions that we're going over with today?
He had some questions about the cotton ball, and he says, is it okay to imagine the cotton ball as black?
Well, like we've always said, that not to worry about the colors actually going to be changing from time to time. It metamorphoses from this white, it starts out into a clear and then into a black. So it's perfectly okay if you want to use a black blob, cotton ball, imagine it in that particular way. Don't use any other colors than those particular ones.
And I remember back in the cotton ball stage that nice gray color you talked me about, that was so relaxing and cool, almost like a rainy day where you just feel so relaxed.
And it really does change over. A lot of people will see just from their imagination this whitish form, and then it kind of grays out, or it goes to a clearish color that's got a gray tint to it, and then it goes over eventually to black, and you'll see it as a black type of a color if you're looking at it in that particular way. There's no reason to push that end of it. Just the fact that you're creating a form, and it's just a small form like that, but you're putting it together as a blob of energy that you can put your mind on and learn to actually feel in a physical way. And that's really what you're doing there. You're not worry about getting caught up in color it is or what. Just the fact that you're creating the form in itself is really the important part there.
Well, his second question is about starting in year one, month seven. He says his muscles have been jumping randomly. I was even able to focus on my first finger and make it contract and then focus on my middle finger and it contracted like it was being shocked, but with no pain. In another instance, I put my hand on my knee and some muscles and my knee started contracting. So he's wondering if this is a sign that he was too yang or was it normal? And should he even be trying to make his muscles contract? He said he believes you said something that we would be able to do this by the third year.
Right, and most of the students are able to put out enough energy that if they were trying to contract the muscle like that, that they could. The fact that he can contract it out already, that's good. It shows them there's a lot of energy going through that area in order for it to contract out in the first place. If all you would do is contract out your muscles the entire exercise, you'd probably wake up with Charlie horses that night and serious pain. So now this isn't the way to make it good feeling and cool in the slightest. Contracting it out, it means that you're using too much intensity and you're sending through too much energy at any one time. And this is more of a guiding it around. The cool thing about building up the nerve fibers of your body is they will build up in a variety of ways, and certainly I've watched many people build up nerve fibers in a pushing and pulling and muscling it type of way, and they go through just some of the worst side effects ever and some of the most pain, because you can hurt your body quite a bit doing it in that particular way. And I've watched other people, and especially little kids, do this, and they never do it that way. They don't want to hurt their body, so they make it good feeling and cool and get the best types of side effects, get a very enjoyment for the rest of the day from doing that particular exercise the right way. And if you do it in that way, this is really the way they're designed. I've watched it happen in both type of categories, and they build up at the same way in the same time. So to me, it's like, why go through all the pain if you don't need to? If you're not really going to go there any faster, because it doesn't work that way, it's just going to build up in this even way, and it takes time to build them up. So you might as well make it as pleasant of an experience as possible, because it enhances all the rest of parts of your life, too, when you do it that way.
Well, he has another question along the same lines. So he's talking about the circle exercise with the yin chi stick. And he said, should we still be moving the energy ball like before and trying to feel the magnetic line? And there's his line of questioning again. He's feeling this magnetic over the good feeling.
Well, and I think a lot of people do, because they haven't felt chi in the first place for very long. And the fact that you can actually physically feel chi in the way that you can, and it keeps getting stronger, you know, especially as you continue to do these type of exercises that are building up your nerve fibers, it's going to continue to keep getting stronger and stronger as you go. And certainly as you learn more of the stronger energy exercises in the later part of the training, it goes way up. It's very easy when you first start because you're just looking for some kind of sensation to validate what you're doing in the first place. You know, I certainly, as I learned to push and pull the chi around, contract out muscles, and I certainly thought, well, that would seem like a good way to build up chi in the early days. But as you go through all these bad feeling side effects, you keep thinking, well, maybe there's a better way. And this is why we're trying to get people over and using the chi concept, because it's such a better way to build up energy. It's really easy to get turned on to the magnetic side of this and that pushing, pulling sensation, because you can really physically feel it. But if you just build up that part, this will not feel good after a while of building it up in that way, because it's just okay energy, and okay energy will turn over to the destructive hot side pretty quickly. And it really is important that you concentrate equally on the form itself, or that magnetic filling, and that's how the form will present itself, is in a magnetic type of filling way in that form. And then the good filling and the cool part, and they're just as important that you put it together as a multitasking type, that you do one-third, one-third, one-third of your concentration and focus. You get the best types of side effects from doing it that particular way. But everybody kind of does that. Just the fact that you're putting it out in front of you, this blob of energy, and taking it around your body in the way that we're teaching them how to do it, it is the first thing that you're going to tune into, is that magnetic filling. So I think that's very normal. But as he's getting used to filling that, concentrate more on the other parts of the attributes, and I think he'll do so much better.
And I think that's what led into the question for number four. He wants to know if it's okay to have the yin chi stick by the nightstand by his bed, or should he move it away from where he's sleeping?
Yeah, that's one of those things. As you get to that particular MP3, we go over and tell you that, no, you really don't want to be going to sleep around a chi stick, because it will cause all sorts of problems for you. The chi stick should always be put right back into its chi cloth after you finish doing your chi stick workout. And then you need to keep it at least 6 or more feet away from your body, if you're going to be sleeping near it or anything like that, because it really will affect you even through the cloth. So although it won't affect you quite as much, because we are using that cotton cloth, and the fibers in the cotton actually pick up on the energy. And it's why if you constantly are using your chi stick and putting it back in the cloth, over time, the cloth of the chi stick itself that you put it in, you can use as a healing cloth. And whoever is sick, or if you're feeling bad, you pick up that chi cloth and just hold it for a while, or put it in your pocket for a while, and it'll literally make you feel so much better, because that energy will transfer right into your body from the chi cloth. So it's kind of a dual help there with the chi stick. It's right into the cloth, and you can use that in a multitude of ways.
You know, the next question I might have to answer, part of this, it says, can you tell from our session what level I am on so far as solid or liquid chi? That probably refers to some of the MP3s in the latter part of your one there. When I do feel the cool feeling, it feels like it is flowing around like it's liquid. And on a session, on a free session or private session, I'm feeling if it's good feeling, I'm feeling if it's more circular. And there's certain things that that are happening during a session. And Sifu Jones, can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, he's kind of talking about the three stages of chi that you go through that we talk about in an MP3. You start out in that solid stage where you don't really feel a whole lot of anything when you first start doing this. You may feel a little bit of movement in different places on your body, but not as a whole. And he's now into parts, the first stages of the water stage. And that is the vast majority that you're going to go through. You'll go through a number of levels in the water stage. And it lasts quite a while. And then there's this gas stage, which for the higher level type where weird things happen, things like telekinesis, levitation, a lot of weird type of stuff can happen as a result of getting into the gas stage. But that takes an awful lot of time in this type of work before you'll reach levels like that. A lot of times, when people first get into this water stage, it is kind of weird feeling to them, because everything is starting to feel a little liquidy to you, and you start getting more of these bigger movements in and out of your body in different areas, and And sometimes it literally is outside your body as well as inside, and you can physically feel it that way. So you're thinking, well, what is this and what is really going on here? Am I going into a different level? And well, yeah, you're actually starting the beginning stages of these, what we call the water stage, and that's going to become very much more liquidy filling, and you're going to get a lot bigger area that you're going to be dealing with here soon. As you keep building up the electrical part of your body, you start being able to tune into all sorts of areas that you couldn't before. That's one of the reasons why you do the exercises like you do.
And his next question, again, deals with all these attributes, all these aspects, but he feels a definite pressure between his hands, even when he doesn't do the cool thing. Is this hot chi, or does the pressure only come when the chi is yin? And he goes into, well, for moving a straw and feeling color, should I imagine a blob of cool energy, or will it work with the pressure that I feel between my palms?
That's asking, really, can I do it in a yin way or a yang way? And yes, you can do it in either a yin way or a yang way. We're teaching people how to do it in the yin way because it's much more pleasant to your body, especially over time. Doing things in a yang way, you have a tendency to heat things up and put them more on the destructive side and cause you to go through a roller coaster ride emotionally that you really wouldn't have to go through if you just learn to do things in a yin way. We're teaching people the yin side of things. They avoid roller coaster rides and the high highs and low lows and a lot of the things that can induce like panic attacks and loneliness bouts. There's some pretty bad side effects that can come from being too yang and having your energy get too high. We want them to learn to bend spoons or move their straw or a lot of the things that we're teaching in this yin way so they don't have to go through unwanted side effects. And it's as simple as he said, putting your imagination to work, cooling it down, making it feel good, and realizing it's a relaxation thing. Project it over to where you want to move it and move it. And it's that simple and that easy. Certainly, if you heat up your hands and you press it towards that, it's going to move it in that same way. In my early days, I did mostly yang things. I learned to do things on the yang side and get them to work that way. You go through an awful lot of bad side effects that you don't need to if you learn to do things in this yin way. And why we're suggesting, yeah, just use the chi concept on all the things that you do and realize as you keep building up your nerve fibers, that's going to be like the simplest thing to do. When you first start, it's kind of a hit or miss, and sometimes you can do it and some days you can't, and or sometimes you just can't even do it at all, and it's almost like a mental block thing. And certainly that's going to be with all the different types of 2 to 5 minute exercises that we kind of teach different people. Some of them are going to be able to do some of them really easy and it's just a piece of cake for them. And then other ones will be like, wow, they can't do it to save their life. And this is very normal and the norm of how things work with your body. As you keep building them up, the ones that are hard right now won't be so hard. As you keep training your body to do it in particular ways, and this is one that is a very precise method that will lead you right to the things we're talking about. So, you know, all you have to do is just keep pressing on, and if you're not able to do it this week, next week it'll change. As you keep building up the nerve fibers of your body, you're going to continue to keep putting out or have that ability to put out more and more energy. And isn't that what you found? Is, you know, you've been doing this long enough too.
It's all a matter of cultivation and dovetailing that good feeling and cool and relaxing. And I got good news because this person is now moving the straw since they're relaxing and cooling the vagus nerve. And they're pausing to even do that. And they're like, wow, it is this mix of the tri-concept that he's teaching. Really, if you tune into that magnetic part, it just overloads you, and once you start relaxing down and then cooling it, not making it cold, but cooling it, it's like all of a sudden you feel this formy stuff, and you're able to move it. And at first you're thinking, no, not I, and then you get used to it. And it starts working in all the different chi exercises that way.
Also, learn to be a softer judge. You can't get your body to do everything you want it to do on demand when you want it. It is frustrating, but at the same time, give yourself a certain amount of time to train your body. These are things a lot of times people will say, well, that's not even possible to do things like that. And here we are teaching it on an everyday basis. And it will be certainly possible and easy to do the longer you build up your nerve fibers. So a lot of times like that are bugging you. I would say just put them on hold for a while until you can go back with a better mind and a better frame of thinking about it, and where you can get into a good feeling, a cool mood. Because a lot of times when you can't do something, it's really hard to make yourself good feeling and cool about it. So if that's the case, you're better off actually not doing that particular 2 to 5 minute one and going to a different one that's easier for you to do. And that's the cool thing about why we have so many different ones to work on, just show you whether you're yin enough, whether you're relaxed enough. Because even if you can pull off one of them that you like, or you pick out and say, well, I'm going to practice on this one a while, get it down, and you do that for a while, you'll start realizing that on days that you're not relaxed, you're not going to be able to do it. And on the days you are, you can. It really is the relaxation thing, moving around this energy in an effective way. These exercises that you're doing will lead them right to that ability. So even if they can't necessarily do it when they first start, keep on doing the exercises and it won't be long and they will be able to.
I know. And that person sent us a video. We sent in the feedback about the Tri Concept and doing it in the way that maybe he didn't catch on at first. And that's how he started moving the stool. So he started relaxing a little bit more, exactly like you said, Sifu Jones. And, you know, his last question is a very interesting one. And this is where his mind is telling him something, but maybe he can turn this around too. He says, I don't feel like I'm even close to healing someone, but when my wife gets these headaches that they are called cluster headaches, they're kind of a migraine. Is there anything simple that I can do to help her?
Yeah, it's as simple as getting himself in a better mood. The more he can get himself in a better mood, just being around in close proximity to her will rub off on her, and that energy will help her. That's about the only way they're going to help at this level. You know, as it gets to the healing type of videos that we did later on in the training, we get very specific on how to get rid of whatever it is that's bothering you. Until then, that's one of the reasons why he's going through the skull. You can't necessarily get everything down as well as you want right off the bat. Certainly one of those type of things, like down the road, you'll be able to work effectively.
I believe so. You taught me if I stay circular when I was doing my horizontal circle at the time and feeling so good and somebody came near me, I would start to feel their stuff and they go, well, you said don't go back to the old ways of tuning into that. Stay within your good feeling. And that's how it transfers. But that does take time to learn. And there is a month 11 video healing with the cotton ball, but that quickly goes away once you get into year two and a higher level form, and it's a much different pace at that time.
They'll learn each year a more effective way than the year before of using healing technique. As they improve in their own skills and they're putting out more energy themselves from their own body, they can actually do different things in a better way, and we'll be more and more specific as we go. Best way to help her for right now is the better he can get his good mood and be able to just project that out. Like the better he can get himself in and the better he can make himself feel, the more that really will rub off on her. One of the reasons like he's going through the school so that he can literally learn to take care of problems like that later on.
Exactly, Sifu Jones. Thank you so much, Sifu Jones, for answering these questions today.
All right, everyone. Have a good day.